I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on June 17th, 2020. Canonical has launched a new initiative that aims to provide software appliance images for PCs and the Raspberry Pi. The Ubuntu appliance portfolio targets the same market segment occupied by turnkey Linux and provides an Ubuntu core-based operating system with a single application pre-configured and ready to run. The initiative launched with dedicated images for a handful of popular open-source projects, such as the Plex Media Server, the Nextcloud File Sharing and Collaboration Platform, and Pi-hole competitor, AdGuard Home. Canonical is also making it easy for potential adopters to try out its new appliance offerings by encouraging them to spin up the images with its multipass technology, giving users the opportunity to see how they function before committing to an install on actual hardware. In less welcome IoT news, security researchers in Israel have discovered a set of flaws that could impact hundreds of millions of IoT devices. The researchers have dubbed the suite of vulnerabilities Ripple 20 because of the likely ripple effect that their discovery will cause throughout the IoT industry from this year onwards. The flaws were discovered in a lightweight TCP/IP stack that was initially developed by Trek over 20 years ago and which has subsequently found its way into multiple pieces of software running on both consumer and industrial equipment. With many of the affected devices long out of support and some of their manufacturers no longer even in business, this current batch of vulnerabilities could cause serious security issues for many years to come. Google has announced that it will be teaming up with Parallels to bring Windows apps to Chromebooks. While further details of Google's partnership with the virtualization company will come later in the year, initial indications are that the two only intend to provide a way for Chrome Enterprise users to access Windows applications, rather than make the facility more broadly available. While server-based solutions for accessing Windows programs on Chrome OS already exist from the likes of Citrix, Google has apparently told the Android Police website that its new plans include being able to provide support for these applications even when a Chromebook is completely offline. Finally today, Fairphone is again putting many competitors to shame by planning an Android update for a handset that's almost 5 years old. When the company introduced the second iteration of its Fairphone back in 2015, it shipped with version 5.1 of Android. Despite Qualcomm ending support for the chipset that powers the ethically sourced device, Fairphone upgraded it to version 7 of Android through its own development efforts 2 years ago, and is now in the process of beta testing a further update to version 9 of the mobile operating system. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/167. We'll be back on Friday.